I am Joe Martin, the host of this special podcast today. I'm with Megan Selensky, Community Relations Specialist at the Community Blood Bank of Northwest Pennsylvania in Western New York. The Community Blood Bank specializes in connecting donors to patients in need who require life-sustaining blood products in the Erie area and in the other communities that they serve. Megan, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Megan, let's jump right in. How can a business or a designated location partner with the blood bank if they would like the blood mobile to come to them?
Well, we have two different mobiles that go out, and we actually do have some drives inside locations as well. This is a big help to our organization because not everybody can get here to the donor center, and we serve more than just right here in downtown Erie. So if there is a business out there that may be listening, might have heard of us, that wants to have us come to them, we are so appreciative of that. All they need to do is reach out to us here at the Community Blood Bank, and we can talk them through the whole process. We've had hundreds of drives in many different locations, and it's a vital part to be able to go to them. I mean, we have drives down in Butler, Pennsylvania, out in Western New York, which can be a little bit of a drive for a donor that wants to donate blood and can't make it to our Peach Street location. But since we're servicing those areas, we want to come to you and you can reach out to us. It's a very simple process. And basically, we really just need one donor chair or volunteer to help us get the messaging out. We will come to the site and check it out to make sure that we can do all the work we need to do. We just need some donors that are excited about donating blood to us.
Fantastic, Megan. And I know at the end of this quick podcast, we're going to be giving that contact information out. Megan, one thing I love about the Blood Bank is how you celebrate your volunteers. How are you recognizing your donor chairs this month in the spirit of Thanksgiving?
Well, as I mentioned, we wouldn't be able to continue our mission without having some of these mobile drives. So this month we wanted to thank those donor chairs or those people that have stepped up and said, yes, we want to hold drives at our location. So we've picked a couple, maybe about once or two a week that we're going out right now and visiting just to say thank you. We have a sponsor, Cafe 710 here in Erie, that has been making some sweet treats for all the sweet people out there that have been helping us out. And these donor chairs that we have selected, we have seen them just go above and beyond in sharing our message. A lot of them donate themselves and they have strong reasons why they donate. And they're just shining examples of just how much people are willing to give back to the blood bank. It's such a noble cause, and we're so appreciative of everyone that's willing to host a drive and get others to donate too. Recruiting is such a big part of it, and we're appreciative to them. So we bring a sweet treat, a little certificate. We've been posting on social media and visiting their businesses just to say thank you for helping us, and your work doesn't go unnoticed.
That's awesome. Megan, can you talk a little bit about the significant need for blood donations you have around the holidays?
Well, everybody gets really busy around the holidays. It's a fun time for people. They're getting together with their families, thinking about Christmas gifts. But sometimes donating blood might fall off that to-do list. So we are always really in a need for blood donations and blood donors at this time. So we try to remind people that we're still here. We're going to need you throughout the holidays, and give the gift of life, give blood. That's kind of been our push the next few months as we hit this holiday time, and to remember there are people out there that are in need. There's people in hospitals or cancer patients that they don't get to take a break around the holidays. So we're trying to remind people, donate blood and give that gift of life.
And Megan, whether it's a business who may want to partner with you, as we talked about, and having the blood mobile come to them, or maybe an individual who just has questions about giving blood around the holidays, what is the best way to reach out to the blood bank?
Well, there's several ways. Of course, you can visit us on our website, fourhearts.org, F-O-U-R. hearts.org. We have social media as well, so you can follow us on Facebook and send us a message there, or you can pick up the phone and give us a call. Call us at 814 814- 256-4206. And at that number, we'll answer all your questions, whether it be you want to host a drive and you want to talk to one of our recruiters, or you have questions about donating. A lot of times there are people that might be on certain medications or might have different ailments that they want to ask about before getting to a drive. We encourage you, go ahead and reach out. Our lab team is fantastic, and they'll answer all those questions before you even get in your car and visit us.
Thanks again to Megan Solinsky, a community relations specialist at the Community Blood Bank of Northwest Pennsylvania and Western New York, for joining us today. To learn more about the blood bank, be sure to visit fourhearts.org today. Once again, that's fourhearts.org. Thanks for listening to another WPSE podcast production.